and you'll see it. Sleep with the Rhinos Night. It's all like, get your sleeping bag. What are the two rhinos' names again?
Timu and Kianga. And our Arctic fox, I got the other name, it's Echo. So Echo and Luna for our Arctic fox.
She didn't get it
see.
When I said one of them's named Tick.
I did not. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you,
Beth,
sir.
Beth's going to come in again and next month. We're going to talk about these all over again because I know the public's had a short memory. We're going to talk about it again. The Racine Zoo, it's a jewel right here in Racine. A lot of communities don't have something like this, so enjoy it. It's right there on Main Street. You can't miss it. And there's public parking. You can park on the street or go to the public parking lot. And enjoy the Racine Zoo. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Dan.
Say hello to Luna and Echo.
I shall.
Because we're their friends when we park. I love when we walk by. They picked up their...
Well, they're starting to get used to you now.
Well, they were sleeping there in their nest. And they just give us a look, like, you know, a side-eye look. You know, one of those side-eye things. You know? All right, more coming up here. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Is a recession coming? Presidents usually say they don't think so, but not President Trump.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big.
He spoke to Fox. Talk of a possible recession is being fueled by Trump's tariffs and threats of tariffs. It's a touchy subject for our northern neighbor. Mark Carney spoke about trade between the two countries in his first speech as Canada's incoming prime minister.
We didn't ask for this fight. But Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. So the Americans, they should make no mistake, in trade as in hockey, Canada will win.
From Toronto, CBS's Chris Mavridis says residents and businesses in some states will feel the pinch today when Ontario hikes the cost of electricity it provides them in retaliation for threatened American tariffs.
Ontario provides electricity to 1.5 million customers. That's not just homes. That includes a lot of industry with a potentially huge economic effect. It'll be especially hard for businesses and factories in the northern parts of those states that rely heavily on Canadian energy and can't afford paying more just to keep the lights and machinery running.
Congress has until midnight Friday to approve a temporary spending plan before parts of the government shut down. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says Republicans have such a plan.
Over the weekend, House Republicans released a stopgap plan to kind of keep things running through the end of September, September 30th. It increases defense spending by about $6 billion while decreasing domestic spending by about $13 billion.
Few, if any, Democrats are on board. That means almost every Republican will have to vote yes if the bill is to move forward. Everyone on board a small plane that hit the ground and burst into a fireball is alive.
Five people somehow survived when a single-engine plane crashed and burst into flames in the parking lot of a retirement facility in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The plane had just taken off from a nearby airport. Sharon Jerchaw ran out of her apartment to help the survivors.
They didn't really say anything. They were all just happy to be out of that burning plane and to be alive.
No one was hurt on the ground when the small plane crashed. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Just before the crash yesterday afternoon, the pilot told air traffic controllers he had to make an emergency landing. In the NFL,
Josh Allen has his second touchdown today.
The Buffalo Bills and MVP quarterback Josh Allen have agreed to a record-setting six-year, $330 million contract extension. Less than 90 minutes before the opening bell, stock futures are pointing to another day of sharp losses. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Eichelman Park in Kenosha has reopened after being temporarily closed when a body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan yesterday. Police are investigating and say they plan to release more information soon. A speeding driver crashed into a car carrying five Racine teenagers at a red light early Sunday, leaving all hospitalized. And includes a 17-year-old in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, has previous convictions. He was reportedly going over 90 at the time of the crash. A listening session about Racine's fire department referendum will take place tomorrow. The Humboldt Park Community Center is the location where people will be talking about the $1.5 million ask to hire more EMTs and paramedics. You can learn more right now about the request for more money at RacineCountyEye.com. The annual Racine County Public Health Report will be discussed tonight. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee will hear the health update. The meeting is open to the public with an online option available. And Governor Tony Evers is visiting UW Parkside today. He's trying to highlight his $856 million proposal for the UW system. Today's event will focus on Wiley Hall renovations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Back-to-back losses for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the first-place Cavaliers 112-100. The night before, they lost to the Orlando Magic. That's back-to-back losses at home for the Bucks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the difference in the two teams' trust, ball movement, was visual. You know, we've had it. We've lost it the last couple of games, and we got to get it back.
The Bucks have the night off before heading to Indianapolis. College basketball. The Badgers draw the 5 seed. They'll play Thursday at the Big Ten tournament after losing at home to Penn State. Greg Gard.
Credit to them. We got to regroup here and dust ourselves off, and this one stings for our seniors and for our fans, and not the performance that we wanted nor desired.
Marquette plays Xavier Thursday in the Big East tournament. The Brewers gave up a pair of triples in the 8th inning, losing to the Royals 5-2 in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
I took my nephews to Disneyland. Wow. You know, in the Midwest, we always went to Disney World. Much better. Disneyland, after being there for about 4 hours, I completely hit the wall, and I thought, boy, I'd like a beer. Well, I couldn't find one. So finally, I just asked this vendor lady. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, is there anywhere I could get a beer or glass of wine? You would have thought I asked for 8-ball crack cocaine. I've never seen anyone react like that. Ma'am, there's no alcohol at Disneyland. I'm like, well, my ticket says it's the happiest place on earth. So I think we have a problem. And I would like to speak to Goofy, and I'm not kidding.
Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage of home. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-dee. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, this is an odd but true. There's only one member of Congress who ever had a number one hit song. Who is that member of Congress? You just heard him, Sonny Bono. The song, I Got You, Babe, number one. Who's the only member of Congress ever had a number one song? He was a member of the House of Representatives from 1995 to 1998. I forget the guy, but there was a vice president who wrote a big hit song. The name of the song was Many. I know the song, but I'm trying to think of the name of it. Many a tear has to fall. It's all in the game. It's all in the game. I forget the name of the vice president because we never remember those guys. He actually wrote that hit song. It's all in the game. I got to remember who that guy is. I got to look him up. Anyway, so yeah, so Sonny's the only guy to have a number one song in the House of Representatives. It's 8:12, local news, timeless hits. I don't think any of these guys are in Congress. I don't think so. Here's CCR, Bad Moon Rising.
I see.
Lover, let me be lonely. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. 40% of parents have done their kids' homework for them at least once. But maybe they'd be better off letting the kids do their homework themselves because half of parents admit they don't know what they're even doing when they do their kids' homework. A survey also looked at how we bribe our kids to get them to do their homework. The most common things we bribe them with: movie tickets, extra time for things like video games is next. And believe it or not, parents bribe their kids with cold, hard cash to do their homework. Now, I don't want to sound like an old pup here, but my father said, "Did you do your homework?" "No." "Well, you better do it." That voice and that look was good enough to get me to do it. I didn't need cold, hard cash to get me to do my homework.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight: getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrating all things green beans, enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette ham pies. Delicious single-serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548.
Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't throw your love away. It's 8:24 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, every once in a while I get a story of heroism. I say, I don't know if I could do something like that. And here's one of those stories. A Florida Highway Patrol officer named Toni Shuck, that's a woman, T-O-N-I, Toni Shuck, is being called a hero after she sacrificed her own safety. Probably a lot of other lives, too. A drunk driver was heading straight toward a bridge that was shut down for a 10K race with military families. There were thousands of people on the bridge with nowhere to go, so Toni intentionally let the car hit her own police cruiser head-on. Her dash cam caught the whole video. She was seriously hurt in the crash, but she's recovering at home. The drunk driver was arrested, faces multiple charges. Could you do that? Could you put your car in a head-on collision knowing you're going to be hurt? Big time. I don't know if I could do something like that. I would hope I could do something. I don't know if I could. That's something. Congratulations. What a hero. And I know she's recovering, so that's good. It's 8:25 local news. Timeless hits at WRGN. Sunshine today with a high near 62. Clear tonight. Lows around 40. Sunny with temperatures falling to 36 tomorrow. I can deal with that. Sunny, 41 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. 99.9 FM in Racine. 98.1 FM Kenosha. And everywhere, the historic AM frequency. 1400. Got the turtles. You showed me.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. You say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too.
exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Oh, it's true.
Sits here at WRJN. All right, I hate to gross you out, but I got a list here of the grossest things you touch on a daily basis. First of all, you know your phone is filthy, right? I mean, when was the last time you cleaned your phone? These might surprise you. Your toothbrush, you got to throw them out every few weeks or so. I mean, a lot of germs in there. Salt and pepper shakers, the ones at the restaurants are the worst. They never clean those things. Your keyboard, light switches, dish towels, unless you use new ones every few days. The faucet on your kitchen sink, it's worse than the one in your bathroom, believe it or not, because it's exposed to things like salmonella when you cook. Your remote control. When was the last time you actually cleaned your remote control? Ever. Okay. And throw pillows on your couches. You never clean those things. Aren't you glad you tuned in this morning? It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news, see what's going on locally. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha have allowed Eichelman Park to reopen after a body was found near the lake yesterday. The body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan early in the evening, prompting a closure of the park. Police got to the scene just before 5. Investigators say they hope to release more information today. 5 Racine teenagers were hospitalized after a crash early yesterday at 16th and Dean. A speeding driver crashed into the teen's SUV at a red light. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado is accused of being at over 90 miles an hour when he crashed into the kid's car. The 17-year-old driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Coronado has previous convictions for operating while revoked and fleeing and eluding. The wording will make it sound like it's coming from a lawyer. But if you want a breakdown of what a Racine First Responder referendum actually means, check out the Racine County Eye. The website today has a clear explanation regarding the $1.5 million being asked for to reinforce paramedics and EMTs in the city. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. We're in the thick of tax season and scammers are active. Brittany Merlot has more about how to avoid a ruse.
Scammers may call or text you, claiming that you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. And they won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. So if you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. And if you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Got up early, had breakfast at the International House of Pancakes. You know, as soon as you walk into the place, there's that distinct worldwide feel, huh? Yeah, I was baffled by the complex international menu, so I just had the flapjack du jour, and my syrup steward helped me with a selection. I chose a very dry maple. It was busy, but never precocious. So I'm a comedian. That's my job. Jobs are funny. There are no hard, fast rules on making it to the top, but a pretty good rule of thumb is if you make it to age 35 and your job still involves wearing a name tag, well, you've probably made a serious vocational error somewhere along the line. I think the easiest job in the world has to be coroner. Surgery on dead people. A lot of leeway there, huh? What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, I mean, if everything went wrong, maybe you get a pulse. You know.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine.
Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain.
Walking hand in hand with the one I love.
Ooh, how I love the rainy days
and the happy way I feel inside.
Timeless hits, Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain. When that song came out, everybody was using a landline phone. There were no cellular phones. And according to this survey, 40% of people have used a landline phone to talk to someone in the past few days. 25% haven't used a landline phone in the last 6 months, and 2% have never, ever, ever used a landline phone. I remember when we got rid of our landline phone, I said to my wife, oh, please don't get rid of it. She goes, if you're still despondent after 6 months, I will put it back. But give it, actually, I think it was 6 weeks. She said, if you're still despondent after 6 weeks and you can't handle it, we'll put the landline back. Of course, we didn't. The phone is still on the wall. We haven't moved that just in case I get despondent over it. Yeah. Sunshine today with a high near 62 degrees. Clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine tomorrow, temperatures falling to around 36 degrees. Right now it's sunny, 41 degrees in Radio Park. Here come the Four Seasons.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Bully Bully. It's 8:41, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 62. It's sunny and 41. A beautiful morning here at Radio Park. Don't forget, we have got the Racine Raiders back on WRJN. The football season for the Racine Raiders starts on May 3rd. We've set a schedule to air the entire home and away 2025 Raiders schedule on WRJN. Now, we're going to post the whole schedule at WRJN.com. Keep up with the team right here. Their first game, May 3rd. The Raiders are back at WRJN. Speaking about bringing things back again, who's going to be the next James Bond? A lot of people don't want a new Bond. They want to recycle one of the old Bonds. They want to bring Pierce Brosnan back as James Bond, even though he's 71 years old. He starred in four of the Bond movies from 1995 to 2002. GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, and Die Another Day. To be honest with you, I forgot he was James Bond. So you say James Bond to me, first thought Sean Connery. Yeah. Daniel Craig, I remember because he was the last Bond, but all the rest in between. George Lazenby, I remember. Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton. Who am I missing? I think Pierce Brosnan was the only guy I was missing. Good to remember him. Yeah. 8:42, local news, Timeless Hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. AM 1400 with the Beatles and Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
Love me do.
my joy to the world's 848 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 62. Whoa. Clear tonight. Lows around 40. Sunny tomorrow. Temperatures falling to around 36. I can deal with that. Sunny and 41 degrees now here at Radio Park. All right. What futuristic technology for movies and TV shows would you want to have in your life? Okay. According to the survey, the top picks are the all-knowing AI assistant like Jarvis from the Iron Man movie, the windows from Back to the Future 2 that show different scenery. Really? That's the one you want from Back to the Future? And the Food-O-Matic machine from the Jetsons that can make any type of food just by pressing a few buttons. I know it's a cartoon, but still, that's the one I want. And if I can't have that, I want the time machine from the 1960 movie with Rod Taylor. You know, the one with the Morlocks, the time machine. Go back and forth. I'm nervous about going into the future because I don't know. Maybe I don't want to know. I'll take the Jetsons Food-O-Matic. That's pretty safe. 849, local news. Time to sit to WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scanlon, Treasurer.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's not love I'm running from. It's not-
Dubs and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 62, sunny 41 right now here at Radio Park. A list of extravagant gifts that celebrities have given their significant other. You ready for this list? All right. Jay-Z bought a whole island in the Florida Keys for Beyonce. Courtney Cox gave a $45,000 antique carousel horse to David Arquette. He must be into carousel horses, I guess. David Beckham gave his wife Victoria an $8 million necklace. Ben Affleck gave Jennifer Lopez a Phantom Rolls Royce back in 2002. It was worth over $400,000. Angelina Jolie bought a $20,000 200-year-old olive tree for Brad Pitt. You know what I got for my wife? It's just what she wanted. I got her one of those little machines where you can put like something into a bag and it seals it, sucks all the air out of it, vacuum seals it. I got her that. That's not quite an $8 million necklace or a whole island in the Florida Keys. But she didn't ask for an island. She asked for that, the sealer thing with the sucks the air right out of it and seals in the meat. That's what she asked for. So, all right. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. again. Coming up next, Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. Kurt Vollman at 6. Excuse me, Kurt Vollman from 2 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, Chris Morrow. 8:55, local news, timeless hits, and when I die, here's David Clayton Thomas and his group Blood, Sweat, and Tears at WRJN.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it keeps you finding dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it keeps you finding dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah. Crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Satan, don't want to die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born.
to carry on, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. China today imposed tariffs on a wide variety of American agricultural products. From Beijing, CBS's Anna Corrin.
The tariffs include 15% on U.S. chicken, wheat, and corn, and 10% on products like soybeans, pork, beef, and fruit. Well, this is in response to the now 20% blanket tariffs President Trump placed on all Chinese goods.
And the Canadian province of Ontario has now placed tariffs on electricity it supplies to three states. Here's CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto.
Ontario's premier reached out to the governors of Michigan, New York, and Minnesota over the weekend to tell them he was going through with the 25% surcharge until President Trump scraps his tariffs completely. If that continues next month, not only is Ontario threatening to completely shut off the power it sells to the U.S., but the province is now considering stockpiling the nickel it sells to the U.S. military and aerospace industry.
On Air Force One, President Trump said he believes tariffs will succeed in the long run and help the American economy.
Of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs.